Colleen Caprice Maine passed away peacefully on January 29, 2023, in Edmonton, Alberta, with her husband by her side. She was born in Powell River on September 16, 1970. Colleen spent her school years amassing a wonderful group of friends, many of whom she was still close with today. She received her Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing degree at University of Victoria as well as her ESL teaching certification. She shared her passion for the complexity of the English language with students from all over the world. Colleen lived on Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland. She would often chuckle at how Powell River people are drawn together, regardless of where they were in the world. And so, true to her beliefs, she met and fell in love with a Powell River boy, John Maine. John and Colleen were married on April 24, 1993, and soon began their worldwide travels for John's work. For the last 10 years, Colleen and John called Edmonton home, traveling back and forth to Powell River to see parents, friends and family. Powell River was, somehow, always home. Those who knew Colleen knew she had a passion for the arts, learning and especially books. She loved the smell, the binding and the font. She also loved to recommend a new read to anyone who would listen. Colleen leaves behind her beloved husband John, her parents Jim and Sally Quigg, her brothers Frank and Bert and their families, sister-in-law Kathy and her family, and her many friends worldwide. Colleen's family wishes to thank her friend and neighbor Cheryl for all her support, Melinda and Ken for traveling to Edmonton at such short notice, and to everyone who has reached out with their caring and support. Colleen's soft, lovely demeanor and quick wit will be missed by all. Please join us celebrating Colleen on February 11th at 1 p.m. at the Forest Bistro in Powell River. Donations in Colleen's memory can be made to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, Canadian Cancer Society, or a charity of your choice. Colleen was passionate about helping anyone and everyone who needed it.